Blog Talk Radio.
Coast to coast, town to town, and station to station, it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. West Coast. It's the herd mentality. I think life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the herd mentality. Into the herd mentality. Stay tuned for more of the herd mentality.
I think he's done. Great. Hey, herd. How's everybody doing today? It's 8/1/17. It's a new month. And today we're talking about purple and martens and badgers and spicebush, swallowtail. That sounds interesting. And caterpillar. Huh. All right, then. Welcome to the herd mentality, everybody. Glad to see you all again today, or hear you, or whatever, whenever you listen. Anyway, we're going to be talking about those things today. And, of course, as always, we're coming to you in brilliant, broad, living bandwidth, the lo-fi connection options at this superior and inferior blogtalkradio.com. Again. Starting out a new month. I'll be damned. I can't believe we ever even got past the first show on this rodeo, but here we are. Let's see. What are we gonna? I'm going to do a little thing here. I'm going to go through the calendar. Damn it, I'm not even going to go through the calendar today because I done switched it over to a new month, and I haven't used that shit off of that month yet to make shows with. So I'm just going to fly by my back pockets and see what happens today with what I got wrote up. So here we are, finally. I'm going to read a little piece here that I stole someplace off the wild, woolly, wonderful web of everything. And it says, finally, here's a glimpse at what noted ornithologist Alexander Blunt Jr. said about purple martens in the Bent Life History series. Now, if you're not familiar with the Bent Life History series, then, you know, there's a Google thing you can use and look that up. Anyway, I'm going to quote from that. It has always seemed to me that literature has been somewhat chary of the purple martin. That's easy enough for me to say. I said martent. Anyway, song and story have long stressed the advent of robin, bluebird, and goose as heralds of spring, and so they are. But is the martin any less so? True, it comes somewhat later than these others, but who can fall to thrill when, on walking early one morning, one hears the rich, gurgling calls of the first martin? It is a signal that spring is really at hand, indeed, at one's very door. When the martins come, can summer be far behind? The largest of the swallows, in its handsomely glossy livery, whether slurred by literature or not, has been a favorite with humanity for many generations. even before the white man came to America's shores, it was a dooryard bird in Indian villages, and its status as such is unchanged today. It is beyond all doubt the bird box species of this country. Its range is extensive, almost universal indeed, and it occurs from coast to coast and border to border. Young and old admire it, encourage it, and protect it, and those who have a word of criticism for it are few and far between. Alexander Wilson said that in his day, he never found but one man who disliked the martin, and many a modern ornithologist will have had the same experience. If indeed it can be matched, if it can be matched. Some birds occupy high pedestals in human regard, typified by the robin in the north and the mockingbird in the south, and in the north and south, the purple martin comes and goes as a welcome arrival and regretful departure and always invited avian neighbor. Few are those anywhere who would fail to subscribe heartily to the wish, may its tribe increase. Mr. Sprunt and Mr. Wilson are two of America's best known and most respected early ornithologists. And for all you hillbillies out there that don't know the fancy words, that's a guy, he a bird watcher, kind of way calm. Anyway, I just wanted to read that little piece because I read it and I liked it, and I like purple martins. And if you're watching or do watch the slideshow I put together for the broadcast today, you'll see some of them and some other critters on there. And I guess if I get too damn bored, I can go flip my calendar back and talk about the other things. Purple martins, they're actually getting ready to get the hell out of here this time of year. They're one of the early arrivals, but no, they're ready to stay. They've got their young out, but they're starting to think about getting south again. Badgers are out. They got their young out now. The spice bush is blooming, and the swallowtails are flying around. The yellow tiger swallowtails, for some of you probably seen some if you're around in this neighborhood. And the swallowtail is a crazy looking caterpillar. If you haven't ever seen that guy before, there's some pictures in the slideshow or you can look that up, but that dude is bizarro looking. So, that's pretty much what I was going to talk about today, unless I want to go get into a lot of more depth about swallowtails and some of their history and nature and folklore and whatnot. I can do that, but I think we have a caller on the line, and I don't know for sure who that is. I'm going to open your mic. Hey, caller, are you just going to listen, or would you like to participate in the show today?
Coach, could me and Joe Bob get a copy of that Shakespeare thing you just read?
Sure. Yeah, I get you a copy right away. What's your email?
Email of the universe.
Is it nimrod.org? Something
orc
or what?
Yeah.
Did you see any of them swallowtails, man? I saw a bunch of them today. I was out looking in people's gardens and stuff. It was pretty cool. They're out.
And where are they? What leaf are they hiding under?
They like the spice bush pretty good.
No.
and other stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You got any?
No, but now that you said that, I got a cardinal setting up on top of my spice bush. I looked over there.
Oh.
And the Pope, too, I think.
Oh, shit.
So is there a bird called a swallowtail or just swallow?
The purple martins are of the swallow family.
But there's nothing called a swallowtail?
Bird-wise. They're not native here. There's a scissor-tailed flycatcher, though, that's kind of...
Those come down here once in a while, I think. I think those come through here every once in a while. I think I've seen one of those before, but I could have been hallucinating.
Yeah, I've seen them.
So.
Well, you probably were, but they are... I have seen them, too, and I might have been hallucinating, too, but I don't think so. Not that it wouldn't be a possibility, but it wasn't at that time when I saw the bird. Oh, man. I'm wanting to get out to that horse show again. They got the fancy riders this week instead of the kids, all the high-dollar horses and, you know, pedigrees and...
They got their mane braided and their tail braided, and even the girl riding it's going to have her hair braided.
Yeah!
And wearing a little hat and some funny pants.
I like the funny pants.
I need a pair of them riding pants. Like those old directors used to wear. Like,
old directors wore these. I know what you mean.
Well, what the hell were those? I want a pair of them.
They're called riding pants. They got like leather inside and on the ass, right?
Girl, get on your riding pants. Those are good. They got the ass out of them. That's good. Just wear the chaps, honey. Just the leather chaps, nothing else. And the high heels.
And the reading glasses. Don't forget the reading glasses.
Well, fuck, that's a given. At our age, she's got to see it, don't she?
It helps.
She wants to see it so she can lie to me about it. That's the biggest.
Hey, man, I've been kind of wondering. You wonder if anybody's ever going to call us up and talk about, you know, hemp and cannabis and shit again?
I'm tired of that.
I mean, we pretty much covered it all already, over a year ago. But I don't know. I guess they're still talking about it and doing it places and shit. I don't know. Don't matter to me. I can talk about anything.
No auctioneering.
Hey, guess what? I didn't get thrown out of the bar today. But I took tacos to the only bartender that didn't throw me out of that bar last week. That was pretty funny, too, because I told when I gave them to her, I said, she has a wifey, the bartender, and I said, I'm sure you and your wifey both like tacos, right? And she
I thought
she
the
laughed.
State made it illegal for you to drink. I thought they made it illegal.
It probably should be. It's fairly dangerous, I know that.
Yeah, because you're like an old man.
That.
They'll just beat some kid with a tattoo. Will just beat you.
Yeah, like a drum. Like a drum. Beat that old man like a drum.
Kid with a tattoo beat an old man like a drum.
That's a good one. We need to box that or something, probably.
Called
We're
Dumb. Yeah, that one went bad.
I got me some new fancy filter tip things I'm trying for my coffin nails, you know, that I've got a bad habit of having around. I don't know how they're going to work out. They're supposed to make you die slower, I think, at least, or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Die slower?
Yeah. That's all. I'm in a hurry to die slower. That's what I'm doing.
You're on the fast track for dying slower.
Fuck. I don't know. You can't take it with you, can you?
Not if you didn't have it to begin with. I've got like big cumulus. Are you looking at any kind of radar action? I'm looking at some big cumulus build up here right above me. That's pretty. There was almost like this cool gust coming through here.
Cool gust.
I got some kind of action building. I'm telling you.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that the puppet on Tory Time when we was kids? Cool gust or something like that.
Well, hell yeah.
I think that was his name, Cool Gust.
Gust. Hey, and that wasn't bad for a local. That wasn't bad for local or whatever, but I'm telling you, Captain Kangaroo, that stuff was like a trip back then, back in the day. I think Captain Kangaroo had a lot to do with the hippie movement.
What do you think he was smoking with that?
Hell, he had the Beatle haircut. He had the Beatle haircut before the Beatles did.
Before the Beatles.
Yeah. Kangaroo had the mustache. He had the he was Sergeant Pepper. He had the whole Sergeant Pepper. He was the captain.
He basically did it first. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
Paul McCartney
Sergeant
stole.
Pepper.
Okay. Paul McCartney did not know Sergeant Pepper. It was Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans. He was like the original Keith Richards or something.
Maybe.
That was good. They had a talking grandfather clock with a face on it that was pretty cool.
The dancing bear
was cool. And they also had little cartoons and shit on there. And don't forget Mr. Moose. What about the moose?
Moose. The moose is loose. Mr. Moose.
What was his name? Was it? I thought
Mr.
it was.
Mr. fucking Moose.
He
Mr.
was pretty
Moose,
big in the
Mr.
show.
Mr. Rabbit.
Man, those
Mr.
were great
Rabbit
times right
carrots.
There.
That was a cool time
right then. And then our cool president got whacked and his brains got splattered all over the TV screen while you were watching it. And it all just went south after that.
I think it's pretty much just been spinning down the shitter since then, hasn't it? More or less.
Leave it to a disgruntled ex-Marine with a $12 rifle. I tell you.
Yeah.
Fuck up.
He didn't even
country.
Need eBay to get a gun or nothing. shit's good. I tell you what, I don't know what that always makes me feel like, but I feel like having some tea and it's about that time. So I think I'm going to do that. And you can do whatever.
Two lumps for me, please.
Two lumps for you too, Kangaroo. Or wait, are you a moose or a kangaroo or Joey? Or hold on, I'm going to have some tea and think it over. Let's see. Log Talk fucked me up in the opening, so I gotta do this. They make me work extra hard at this shit.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Whoops. Hold on. What'd you say? Oh, somebody's, I think, Somebody's at the door.
Well, there goes lady. Good little lady. I don't know if I should. And you should. I got
what?
Sort. Oh, can we listen to the herd mentality? Thank you.
Get off my porch, you little son. God damn. Kids today, do you believe that? I can't. I'm trying to do a damn podcast. I'm having a tea break, and somebody comes to the door hollering like that. They call me a lady. Maybe it's because my hair's so goddamn long. I don't know. So, okay, Mr. Captain Kangaroo, Mr. Moose, Captain Kangaroo. You know, that was one thing that I thought was kind of odd about that show was there was very rarely ever any kangaroos at all. I mean, there was some guy, wasn't there a guy from the zoo, he would come and bring some kind of critter from time to time on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kangaroos weren't big back then like they are now.
Right.
It's hard to get a good roo back then like you can now.
Maybe
with
there was a wallaby.
Fur-lined pouch. Hand me wallaby down, son. Hand me wallaby down.
Huh. Are you over there nursing your joey, or what are you doing? Huh?
Nursing and joey.
Yep, that's what
joey.
You do if you're a mama roo.
I got joey,
that's
joey, 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 Dan.
Man, I tried to get, I almost got saved in a different bar today by the Jesus lady. I was kind of busy eating, or else I would have. I'm welcome.
Now there's
to
a better
church on Sunday.
There's a bitter country song right there, Jesus Lady. Jesus Lady! You could sing it, kind of do an Elvis, you know, little child in the ghetto thing.
I'm down
with
Jesus.
Jesus.
I think Jesus
was or maybe
cool.
Glenn Campbell.
I think, I'm pretty sure Jesus was a hippie. I think.
Jesus and Captain Kangaroo, for sure. Both of them dudes.
I think Jesus was a hippie. I think Jesus was a hippie, and I think
okay.
His holy anointing oil had...
You know, that would have been a Kris Kristofferson title right there, Jesus was a hippie, but not nowadays. But back in the day, that would have been a good one there. Jesus was a hippie, and I'm going...
Bow, bow, bow. That might be a Manny Black song. That might be a Johnny Cash song instead, more like, it was going down, 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 till he found Jesus was a hippie. Oh, fuck.
Oh, Lord.
If they don't kick us off, if they don't kick us out of here after this show, I don't know. we're gonna have to try hard.
And the cross went up because Jesus was a hippie. He went down. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry.
God, please save us. Oh, God, you devil, please save us all.
The devil made me do it.
I thought he went down to Georgia. That guy's coming out to the fair, that turncoat fucking hillbilly.
See, I think I had the whole religion thing wrong. I thought you were supposed to behave if you were religious. But then later I find out, now that I'm old, that just gives you the right to, you know, everybody was sins and all that stuff, so... If I'd known that, if I'd figured it out way back, I didn't know you could do that. Kind of like Ollie Oxen Free.
I'm just going to go ahead and mention that the Jesus lady did have a double shot of tequila before lunch. So,
snitch. fucking
whatever.
Snitch.
Jesus, lady. I'll come down to church. I ask him. She was recruiting another follower, I reckon, the bartender. And anyway, she said, don't wear whatever you want to. Come on down. We take everybody, blah, 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 yada. And she said, but don't wear your swimming suit unless you're planning on getting dunked. And that's when I got I took a pause on my tenderloin. And I said, are y'all going swimming Sunday? What? Where? I was thinking maybe they was headed to the creek. Huh?
And you took
I thought
what?
They might
pause
be headed to the creek, and I wanted to go to them to do that. But now they was just going to church. So I said, well, I'm in church.
Well, maybe they
now.
Got one of them
I'm
little
good.
Swimming pools there at the church where they dunk you in it.
Yeah,
well, then
I believe
we'll
it's a trough. I think it's a horse trough is what it is. I seen it one time in a picture. I seen
okay.
it. I've been invited to that church before, and I ain't going. Well, I might go as a spectator sport. Now, that might be interesting then. But all I ever know is when I went to church, they always want to put you to work doing stuff. I don't have any hard time finding shit to do. And they don't pay. It's all volunteer.
Only thing they ever put me to work to doing was digging money out of my pocket to put in some plate that went around that I never did. I was like, what the hell was that about?
It's a nonprofit. They work on donations, you know. How
and?
It works. Well, that's how they make money. I mean, not that's how they don't make money. I don't know.
It's it's like our whole business community in this country. Why do you think all? I'm serious. Why do you think these guys want to be businessmen and they're all talking about being entrepreneurs and stuff? That's code word for not ever having to pay taxes and fucking cheating on everything. Your whole fucking,
yeah.
If you can screw your workers over and cheat on your fucking taxes and fuck everybody over
yeah,
that gets in your way, you'll make it in business. It's easy.
You'll make money that way.
Hell yeah.
You can make a lot
that's
of money.
That's what it's
that
all
way.
About. Plus all these working people, while they're hitting a time clock and working their ass off all day, this other white collar.
I just don't know. I think Jesus would be down with that method of operating, really.
I don't think Jesus would be down with any of this, but maybe the hemp part, but that'd be about it. The tree of knowledge there.
Jesus probably, if Jesus, Jesus didn't
we
have
better hope
hemp,
he don't come
know,
back.
I
hope he don't come back while I'm still here.
He's probably going to kick my ass first for being an asshole, I think, all my life. That's all right. I got it coming.
So is preaching a white-collar job? Would you consider that a white-collar job, being a preacher?
It's a collar job for sure.
Well, some of them are white.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are white.
I guess. I don't know what collar that is. It's a preaching collar is what it is. Same kind of collar they put on the shepherd that leads the sheep with the bell on his fucking neck. I'm going to go ahead and say, we'll see y'all next time. Hang out for overtime. We're going to keep kicking it down, but we're going to say, get the hell out of here for now.
Do, 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 do,
do, I don't know if I should, and you should, I got sort, can we, listen to the herd mentality? Thank you.